Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday edition. It is the fifth day of February 2007. We'll be here live for the next 3 hours. In 30 minutes, we'll be joined by Paul Watson from the United Kingdom to cover three big stories that all point towards a fourth. We have a police chief coming out and saying that the beheading story is nothing but government hype and propaganda. Remember that? Oh, the Islamists' plans to chop heads off, kidnap people in England and cut their heads off. Police chief, beheading plot being used as distraction from Blair woes. Also, letter bomb explodes at C-Charge HQ in London. Fury at government delays after bird flu outbreak at the exact spots where they were having a drill the week before. Always a drill whenever it's a government op. Bird flu again breaking out in England, in the north. And meanwhile, Tony Blair has to go back into the police station again today to be interrogated about criminal activities in his administration. But that's not in the headlines because they're too busy talking about bombs going off, bird flu, and fake beheading stories. And this time, it's not Alex Jones up here on air telling you this is obviously a political stunt. It's the police chief. People are really starting to get wise to what's happening. So that's coming up. In the meantime, there is massive news concerning the budget, concerning Iran, and, of course, Governor Rick Perry signing an executive order, trying to order young girls to take a live cancer virus vaccine, which has conclusively been connected to massive autoimmune responses, seizures, bleeding, you name it. We'll be covering the CDC's own warning about this vaccine. But now Dr. Perry, he's not a doctor, but he thinks he is admittedly on the payroll of Merck Pharmaceutical and says he doesn't care if the legislature won't pass a law to try to force people to take this. He'll just sign an executive order because he's God. So that's coming up after this first break. We'll get into that first. Bush has sent the biggest budget ever. Clinton's biggest was $1.6 trillion. George Bush's is $2.9 trillion, or $2 trillion, almost $3 trillion. $2.9 trillion, and that's not counting off budget. Off budget now, the war is, well, it's been over $100 billion a year. Now Bush is asking for $249 billion supplemental, clearly wanting to go into Iran. If you think that's for Iraq, you think the troop surge is for Iraq? No, the troop surge is to build up troops so they have more troops to go into Iran that are in the region, and also to make the debate not be about pulling troops out, but about the increase. So we have that. The Democrats are saying they're now going to try to, quote, close tax loopholes or go after unpaid taxes and increase enforcement and audits. Ah, the good old Democrats. Democrats in Congress set sights on unpaid taxes. This is something the Bushes always do. They cut taxes and then increase enforcement, and believing the Democrats are taking his orders. According to an article in Monday's New York Times, Democrats in Congress are hoping to finance an ambitious agenda without raising taxes by collecting part of the $300 billion estimated to be lost every year due to unreported earnings. U.S. ex-generals reject Iran strike. Iran unveils herbal remedy against AIDS. It's all coming up. Huge broadcast lined up here on the one and only Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I'm gonna leave you.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Paul Watson, with the incredible developments taking place over in Airstrip 1, known as the United Kingdom, the capital of Oceania. We'll get into the latest developments in Iran, what's happening with the new mega budget, and that's just the stuff that's on budget by George W., the end of America, Bush. But first, let me get directly into Rick Perry in Texas. And it doesn't matter where you live, whether it's in Illinois or Indiana, where the victors live. It doesn't matter. If you're tuning in New York or Florida or Georgia or Ohio or California or New Mexico, all 50 states have been lobbied. The press has reported, the AP has reported, it is Merck Pharmaceuticals' biggest single lobbying effort ever. Quite a product. You just go to the government and pay them off and they try to make you take it. What is it? We talked about it Friday. Live genetically engineered cancer virus, live virus, to be given to every woman in the country by age 10 or 11. In some states, they're pushing for age 8. In Texas, it's 11. All over the country, states are revolting and saying no. Doesn't matter how many politicians Merck has in their hip pocket. Well, we always do things, I guess, bigger and better, but now it's bigger and worse here in Texas. Governor Rick Perry, the guy who says, I don't care if 97% in major polls don't want a foreign company to have tolls on existing roads, I'm going to do it. I don't care if people don't want open borders, I'm going to do it. And he does this on every issue. He comes out Friday afternoon and announces an executive order, and every newspaper in the state, I mean, every newspaper I saw, and I looked up dozens of them, and papers all over the country, and the nightly news nationally reported, it's the law. Girls must take the new anti-cancer vaccine. Now, number one, this goes to the heart of the whole vaccine issue. Not whether they're safe, not whether they're good, not whether... No, the fact that there is a massive ongoing international hoax in the Western world 2 months before each school year starts to announce, it's the law, you must take this list of vaccines now rising above 40. And you remember, many of you, just 20 years ago when it was five or six vaccines. Now they're jumping every year. Oh, it's 34. Oh, now it's 40. Now it's 44. Hundreds of new vaccines being developed every year. Most of them aren't the classical vaccine where you've got a dead bacteria or a dead virus and the body recognizes it. And then, of course, the problem is everything else that was in the shot along with it, or all the research from major universities and scientific institutions showing that even, quote, good vaccines that do give you immunity to the tetanus or to the hepatitis or whatever it may be, that it then causes a bunch of other allergies inside the body and causes the body to start attacking itself. Because many times there's a lot of other trash DNA material in there that then binds to your own cells. In fact, a caller called about this last night on my Sunday syndicated show we're doing from 4 to 6 p.m. Central in association with MS Communications and Genesis Communications. And the caller called in, and she was a nurse, and she said her husband now has leukemia, and that she looked on the insert for the hepatitis vaccine, and that it indeed said that it has been linked to leukemia, causing leukemia, an autoimmune disease, basically what it is. Sure enough, I went home last night after the show and looked it up, and I didn't even know that. Yes, it's one of the adverse reactions that you can get. Oh, leukemia. Wonderful. Absolutely fantastic. By the way, I was a dental assistant for about a year and a half, and I've had one regimen of those, three shots. Oh, man. My poor dad's a dentist. They make him take it every 3 years. How many times in the... It's got to be coming up on... Yeah, 30 years my dad's been a dentist. And they do make medical workers take it. That's the only place that there really is a law. Let me be clear about this. There is no law that anyone who is not a medical worker... There is no law anywhere, unless you're a dentist, an oral surgeon, a doctor, a nurse, there is no law that you have to take any vaccine. And then it's only a regulatory law with the doctors and the medical workers. So let me get back to what I was talking about with Rick Perry. There's this massive hoax. He comes out and he announces in every newspaper, Dallas Morning News, Houston Chronicle, San Antonio Express News. I mean, I went by the news racks. I went online. Every one of them said different variants. I have a whole folder of them here. Perry requires HPV vaccine for girls. Let me read you some more headlines. Texas requires cancer vaccine for girls. Let me read another one. Texas governor issues executive order requiring anti-cancer vaccine for schoolgirls. On and on. I mean, I have a huge stack of probably, I didn't count them, 20 articles here. One paper told the truth. I hate this paper. It normally lies continually. It's the Un-American Statesman, the Austin American Statesman. They told the truth, but they also lied. Perry requires HPV vaccine for girls. Subheadline, parents can opt out of project targeting cancer-causing virus. So there's a spin there, but at least they told the truth in the second headline. So even if you're for this vaccine and you totally trust the government and Big Pharma, Merck that brought you Vioxx and the rest of it, is it a good thing to be lied to? And is it a good thing to have a governor, and that's in the press reports as well, that when the legislature says this is wildly unpopular, there's no way we're going to pass this in the next legislative session, so what does the governor do? The governor says, well, I'm ordering it, and he gets up. I found a video of that, and I forgot to give it to you, John. Go look up. Just type into YouTube or something like that. Type in Rick Perry cancer vaccine, and we should be able to find his press conference. I did find it over the weekend and forgot to send it up to the network in Minnesota. That's how it works. I find the clips. I send them to him. And he just said, you must take it. This is to keep girls safe. It's just like the polio vaccine. No, polio killed tens of thousands and maimed millions, including my grandmother. And a lot of evidence shows that was a government-created bioweapon. And, by the way, it was infected with SV40 cancer virus that has been attributed to much of the rise of cancer, the cocktail of reasons that cancer has exploded all over the world. So Rick Perry gets up and says, it's the law, you've got to do it, because he signed an executive order, and you read the executive order, it just says he's recommending it as all other vaccines are recommended. All they are is recommended, but they get you in the school, they'll tell you it's the law, you'll be arrested, the news every year tells you get vaccinated, it's the law, at Zilker Park or at the football stadium or wherever you live, the name of your park, show up, get your free shots, you'll be kicked out of school, and then you'll be arrested for truancy. And that's how they bring a law in. They kick you out for something they can't kick you out for. Then they bring in truancy, and then they use that to trigger criminal sanctions. It's fraud, it's extortion, it's racketeering, it's blackmail. It's all of those things. Look up their definitions. So we have a huge hoax going here. Then we have the vaccine itself, a live cancer virus. Live. L-I-V-E. Live. And even, and I'm going to read this after the break, on air, even the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, who will approve cyanide as mother's milk. They'll approve anything. I've never seen the CDC. It's the FDA that approves, but they would never put out a warning on anything. They've come out and said, don't take this. This is causing major problems. So the vaccine basically is in trouble. Merck was counting on it. And so it was a PR move to make it look like it's okay. Well, the governor says you've got to take it because it's being shot down in state after state. What does Rick Perry do? Completely blackmailed, completely controlled himself. And Texans know why. He comes out and just says, you've got to take it. It's off the charts. This is Vaccine Center issues warning. Washington Times. The National Vaccine Information Center yesterday warned state officials to investigate the safety of a breakthrough cancer vaccine as Texas became the first state to make the vaccine mandatory for school-age girls. The American Medical Association recommended not taking it as well, I would add. Continuing, negative side effects of the new vaccine, a Merck vaccine to prevent the sexually transmitted virus that causes cervical cancer, are being reported in the District of Columbia and 20 states, including Virginia. The reactions range from loss of consciousness to seizures. Quote, young girls are experiencing severe headaches, dizziness, temporary loss of vision, and some girls have lost consciousness during what appear to be seizures. Remember, we were talking about cases Friday where the girl takes it and suddenly they're bleeding out of every orifice and have an autoimmune shutdown, just like the troops are dying and getting ill from the experimental shots they're being given. We'll explain why when we get back. But there's so many facets to this, and we'll open the phones up in the second hour to talk about it. Paul Watson joins us in 10 minutes. Quick segment, then we'll bring Paul Watson on, shift gears to Tony Blair fighting for his prime ministership. Big developments there. And then the second and third hour, wide open phones, a ton of national and global news. Stay with us.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas. February 5th, 2007, gold $6.49. Ounce gold coins are at $6.70.85, $3.37.79 for half, $168.99 for quarter ounce. That's $6.70.85, $3.37.79, and $168.99. 1971, Nissan closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations' basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
So, there is a massive concerted media effort nationally to lie and say that there's laws that you have to take vaccines. Unless you're a medical worker, medical professional, that is not the case. And those are only regulatory, and I've seen cases of it being contested and beaten. So they're lying on that front. Then they're trying to set the precedent to put in your body and your children's bodies whatever they want. And there's over 100 new vaccines developed globally and approved each year, so they need to force you to take these, so they go, the big pharma companies, and lobby government. Completely unethical to make you buy your product. One shot of this cost $300. It's here in the articles. It's $360 something. Let me just find it. My memory fails me. It says they'll make tens of billions a year on it. You can go read all the articles. I know it's 360-something. I'll find it. Hold on. Well, it doesn't matter. The point is, it's 360-plus smackers. $300-plus dollars for it. And it's a live cancer virus with massive medical effects. I mean, the CDC saying, whoa, more study, don't take it. American Medical Association, who, again, will do whatever they're told, bought and paid for by Big Pharma. They're saying no. Even local neocon talk show host this morning, I heard one of them, some of my crew heard another show going, this is horrible, Rick Perry, you need to be out of office. Everybody I know is mad about this. And they don't even know it's a live cancer virus. Now, let me explain how this works. They go in and they cut off. They go into the cancer virus in its protein envelope, and they go in and they chop a large portion of the DNA coding strand out of the virus. And so your body then supposedly is able to then recognize the virus and create an immunity to it before you're ever exposed to it. But, of course, when they're trying to separate viruses out, when they're trying to manipulate their DNA, you will get mutations when they're alive, creating billions of them per vat in these big centrifuges where they grow them and then centrifuge them out. Other viruses from the production, they use, of course, fetal tissue, dead babies in some of the procedures. In some of the other vaccine procedures, they use egg yolks, but the original seed, that is line of development of the viruses, was grown in humans or monkeys, but human tissue's cheaper, baby tissue's cheaper than monkey tissue. So they breed this stuff up. The original source is from dead humans. Then they go and they plot it out on egg tops. And you're going to get mutations, and this is what's happened when they studied every major vaccine. It's just filled with a cocktail of who knows what. DNA strands, mycoplasms, nanobacteria, which we talked about 10 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. There's just nanobacteria everywhere. There are bacteria that live in bacteria and bacteria that live on those bacteria. So there's just, it's incredible that this is happening. An experimental vaccine. The governor says it's the law. There is no law. It costs $360-plus dollars. During the break, I'll try to find it and give you the actual number. I know it's 360-something. And they're having adverse health response to it. Major deaths, seizures, accelerated autoimmune diseases. All of this is happening. And Merck, it turns out, it's all over the news here. Well, here's the Associated Press. Merck is bankrolling efforts to pass laws in state legislatures across the country mandating that the Gardasil vaccine for girls as young as 11. It doubled its lobbying budget in Texas and has funded money through Women in Government, an advocacy group made up of female state legislators around the country. Details of the order were not immediately available, but the governor's office confirmed, now we have it, that the Associated Press, that he was signing the order and would comment Friday. Perry has several ties to Merck and Women in Government. And it goes on to say one of the drug company's three lobbyists in Texas is Mike Toomey, his former chief of staff. So Perry's former chief of staff is on the Merck payroll. His current chief of staff's mother-in-law, Texas Republican State Representative Diane White Delesis, is a state director for Women in Government. Toomey was expected to be able to woo conservative legislatures concerned about the requirement. They did the math. If all women in Texas took it, out of the 30 million now, or what is it? What is it? 27 million in the state. They're talking about over $2 billion. And of course, 50 states, it just says tens of billions. There's another point I wanted to make, but it's not coming to mind here. There's so many facets to this. We'll be talking about it in the second and third hour, along with Iran news, a lot more. Paul Watson with Tony Blair. He was about to be removed last week, and suddenly bombs, beheadings, bird flu, just all came out of the jack-in-the-box.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Not a union, savvy businessman, and it's going out in the dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to grow it on the moon in Israel.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go to Paul Watson in just one moment with incredible updates and big developments in the UK. I'm basically part of the Anglo-American conglomeration, the criminal empire. And we really appreciate his hard work and analysis, along with his brother Steve Watson. But before we do that, I hope that each and every one of you will visit prisonplanet.tv. We only increase the services for our members. We only try to make it better. I mean, it's like three special reports with Aaron Russo, video interview, The Occult Elite, live events, speeches I've given, other documentary films, all 15 of mine. My book, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, not even available in print anymore. You can get it there as an ebook, free, you know, of course, with your membership. So I guess it's not free, but you know what I mean, print them off and give them out to people for free. And it's an amazing, just absolutely amazing activist tool. We have it in super high bandwidth, medium, and low on the big releases. Everything else is in three formats. Well, it's in two different formats and then three to four different grades of quality. You can just sit there on DVDs or discs just burning. Oh, I like this TV show Alex did. I like this interview he did in studio. Oh, I like this special report they did. Oh, I think this will be informative for my pastor. Or this will be good for my professor. Or this will be good for my school teacher. It is a dynamo of political activism. You go in there, you download whatever you want, thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of media. The third anniversary will be in April. April 1st, we kicked this thing off 3 years ago. And we know everybody's been sharing their passcode, so it slowed down last week, so I doubled the bandwidth and added a whole other server. And as much as I like people sharing their passwords, it becomes a problem for those of you that are members, and then it kills me in the pocketbook, but I'll continue to expand it to keep it flowing nicely and working well. If somebody gave you a passcode, why not go pay $5.95 a month and get your own membership so we can run this operation here? Because I got Aaron Dykes pretty much working full-time, uploading the videos, editing them, putting them up there. Steve and Paul, of course, are able to live off the revenue from PrisonPlanet.tv. We fund all the servers with it. So you're also supporting us when you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, but it's such a great deal. And I want to thank all of you that are members. And if you let your membership lapse, please renew it. And if you haven't tried a trial monthly for $5.95, go get one today. It takes just a minute or two to sign up. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or you can simply go to Infowars.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart and order any of my 15 films, any of the 50-something other videos we carry, dozens and dozens of other books we carry, and then you support us and those authors or filmmakers. Huge, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com. You can also link through at PrisonPlanet.com. We've got Terror Storm as low as $9.95. We've got American Dictators as low as $5.95. We've got 9/11 Inside Job T-shirts for $9.95. And these are the nice, you know, beefy tees, you know, nice cotton T-shirts. I'll just tell you, an XX large cost us $6. The others cost us like $4.50 to $5. I mean, we're not really making anything here. It's about getting it out to you. It's about getting the word out. It's about taking action. And every order we get gets a free citizen rule book stuck in it, which is a 69-page little color cover booklet with the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, jury nullification, famous quotes. This is, I mean, I think I know a lot about the Constitution Bill of Rights, but it's a lot to know in that 69-page booklet. I probably read it 10 times over the years. That's not enough. You should all get it. You should keep it by your nightstand. Keep it in the bathroom. Keep them on the coffee table. You can buy them in bulk. We sell them at cost to you. At cost. That is, let's say I buy thousands of these, and I'm getting them for 50 cents a piece, and so you end up buying them in bulk for me for like 60 cents a piece, you know, the 10 cents or so for somebody to stick them in the thing and mail it to you. I don't think that even pays for the shipping. But, yes, I'm quite a businessman here, and the job is just to get the information out, not to make capital. And it goes right back into the operation. So please call toll-free to get America Freedom to Fascism or Terror Storm or 9/11 Demolitions. 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, or Loose Change Second Edition. It's all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go to Paul Watson. Paul, bird flu, the deadly bird flu breaks out and kills thousands of turkeys. Then it turns out they were really killing the turkeys. We have police chief, this is the headline, police chief beheading plot being used as distraction from Blair woes. UK Daily Mail, the other one, London Telegraph. Letter bomb explodes at C Charge HQ in London, UK Daily Mail. and a bunch of other stuff. And I, of course, instant messaged you Friday and said, pretty obvious, Paul. Of course, little did I know you'd already written an article that you posted that day, hours after. You'd already done the research. You're there. That it was clearly Blair pulling out stops, staging events. I mean, it's the same MO, same signature. Once you watch these people, you know their every step before they even do it. The bomb going off today, it's even more obvious. Fill us in detail on everything that's happening.
Hello, Alex. Good to be back.
Good to have you with us.
Yeah, basically the events that we've seen unfold in Britain over the past few days have come in the context of what certainly the British media have reported as potentially Blair's Watergate. And it's the scandal which revolves around Blair's re-election campaign.
He's going to be interviewed by police again today. Go ahead.
Yeah, because his re-election campaign in 2005 was financed by these secret loans, which are linked to tycoons, big business people, who subsequently received peerages, which is against the law in this country.
Now, let's be clear. They got sirs, they got knighthoods, they got lordships.
Yeah, it's basically a way to grease up the ladder into the higher echelons of the elite to receive one of these peerages. And in recent weeks, four top Blair aides, including his chief fundraiser, his envoy to the Middle East, and his director of government relations, have all been arrested and questioned by police as part of this probe. And Blair...
But that's back of the paper now, because we got bird flu, we got bombs, we got fake beheading plots, and even a police chief saying it now.
Well, that's correct. As of 2 hours ago, if you look on the BBC website, you'll see stories about bird flu beheadings and letter bombs, but you will not see one story about this scandal, which on Thursday morning dominated the headlines until later on Thursday morning when this lurid beheading story was foisted upon us. And the background of this all is that only 20% of the British public believe anything that Blair says about terrorism.
But Paul, you're in the UK. For those that don't know about the beheading plot, tell folks about that.
Well, it matches with some of the previous examples, because the beheading plot revolved around a plot by so-called Al-Qaeda members, and this was supposedly ordered from Al-Qaeda in Pakistan, to kidnap a British Muslim who had served in Iraq, carry out a beheading in the style of the Nick Berg beheading, film it, and put it on the internet, etc., etc. It's been known to the UK government, you know, if it's genuine, which most of these plots turn out to be the complete opposite.
Not most, all. The fake riots and
all
the fake stuff
ones.
In Miami, the fake stuff in Toronto and Canada. I mean, they're always busting people, and 2 days, a week later, a month later, usually in 2 or 3 days, it turns out it was totally fake.
Right, and that's why only 20% believe Blair, because you have this transatlantic bomb plot back in August, where the lead suspects did not have plane tickets, did not have passports. One of the suspects was buying cakes, bulk order cakes for his confectionery business at 3 a.m., hours before the supposed plot was foiled. The mastermind, the ringleader of the plot, was found innocent on all charges of terrorism in Pakistan and later charged on a minor forgery offense and subsequently released. This was the ringleader of the alleged plot, and yet, you know, Blair still talks about it, and Bush cited it in his State of the Union speech. So with the beheading plot, the government's known about it for 6 months, and whether it turns out to, you know, be a genuine, actionable plot that was ever intended to be carried out, the fact is that when the police started making the arrests on Thursday morning, there were suspects which they wanted to arrest, which were still at large. So by leaking this information to the media, precise details of the alleged plot, the government was in effect tipping off the terrorists before the police could get to them. And you mentioned that Daily Mail report, which quoted the senior policeman leading the investigation into the beheading, who was, quote, seething that the inquiry had been hijacked by the government, and this is the words of the newspaper, in an apparent attempt to divert attention from the problems engulfing Tony Blair. So there you have the police chiefs furious that an operation they still wanted to keep secret, because they were still looking for the suspects, was hijacked by the government and used to distract people from Blair's political troubles. So, in that instance, using the fear of terror to advance a political agenda, which is the very definition of terrorism, and the Blair government is openly engaging in it.
Yeah, let's not glaze over that key statement. If you go to the Encyclopedia Britannica, there's like seven different definitions, but the classical definition, give folks the basic definition.
It's using the threat of terrorism, not the action itself, because as we know, since the 1960s, and the LA Times picked up on this last week, since the 1960s, more Americans, and this you can apply the figures across the pond, have been killed by accident-causing deer, peanut allergies, and lightning strikes than terrorism. Because the only way in which terrorism works is if you lend credence to the fear that it might happen, not the actual event itself. Because
well, here's an example. In the 70s, there were hundreds of bombings carried out by local communists, the Weathermen and others, and the media. That was real terrorism, so the federal government and the media kept it completely quiet. You don't give terrorism attention. That gives them what they want. Now, it's the same thing that we see today. What, a month and a half ago, giant bomb goes off, kills a bunch of people at the Madrid airport because it was the Basque. It was real. No one even knows about it. And there have been real terror attacks, folks, and that's why FBI and others will tell you, oh, there's been hundreds of attacks in the West, but they're real, so they're not allowed to talk about it. Only when it's government-sponsored or provocateured for a reason do you then hear the hype and fear-mongering.
And only if they can pigeonhole it into, you know, the required groups, which they're currently demonizing, who are the Muslim radicals. But the fact is, terrorism can never cripple a country's infrastructure or economy. It's only given power through using the threat of terror.
Only the hysteria, absolutely.
As psychological warfare. And that, how did the British government characterize this latest plot to behead this Muslim soldier? As psychological warfare. That was the direct quote. But it's the government who's engaging in that psychological warfare because they're the ones who leaked it to the media after sitting on it for 6 months.
Well, we've seen this about 50 times just in the UK in the last few years. We've also seen it in New York and New Jersey. When every time one of these groups does actually get busted, it turns out the leaders, MI6, CIA, or Mossad, that they were provocateuring street people or mentally retarded people or mental patients who always are on welfare with the local mental institution, who are schizophrenics, who had no weapons, had no bombs. They just fund them for a year and finally get them to shoot their mouth off. But every time good compartments of the security apparatus, the police, are about to bust because they think it's real because they pick up the chatter, the higher-ups swoop in and blow the investigation and then just announce that they foiled something.
Right, so if it's a real plot, which we're not saying that there's never been a real terrorist plot, obviously there are Muslim radicals that want to do some damage, but in every major case that's been flaunted in front of our faces, it's been a scam. And it's interesting that Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation London Times reported in the same breath as they were talking about the beheading plot, intricate details of Al-Qaeda's next plot, which hadn't been, whether it had been infiltrated or not, it was not reported, but obviously it hasn't happened yet. But they were saying that there are two Al-Qaeda cells which are planning to carry out these operations, and then gave precise details of what they were planning to do. So immediately, if it's a real plot and the security services have moles within those groups and have infiltrated them, then that's just blown their cover wide open, which tells you only one thing, that it's not a real plot, it's propaganda that they're just repeating.
Absolutely. Shifting gears, we now have a letter bomb exploding at the Sea Change HQ. Then we have bird flu, this is huge, breaking out of the turkey farm. And you have, of course, a drill at the exact same area at the exact same time. I mean, this is getting too obvious, Paul. What do you want to jump into first, the letter bomb or the bird flu hysteria? All this happening as Blair is about to be indicted.
Right, let's go for the bird flu, because that came out as soon as the beheading story started to die down Saturday morning afternoon. We had this bird flu story come out, an outbreak on a poultry farm in East Anglia, which is, you know, eastern Britain, eastern England. And as you mentioned, observers of these kind of things will find it interesting to know that an April 2006 bird flu drill that was run by Downing Street, the Ministry of Defence, and other British government agencies revolved around the scenario of a bird flu outbreak on a poultry farm in, you guessed it, East Anglia, the exact same place. And it's come to my attention since that the government is engaged in a bird flu drill at this very moment.
That's right. They were engaged in a drill before at the same spot, and a new one. We'll explain why they do that. They were behind the foot and mouth. That was confirmed. Then they killed the head of the operation, Dr. David Kelly, when he started opening his mouth about it. Paul Watson's our guest. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to keep Paul just a little bit into the next hour so he has a chance to finish this. He already went over one point, the latest fake beheading hysteria. Now enter bird flu. Paul, I think it's important, as you did do in the great article you wrote that everybody should get from PrisonPlanet.com, that the government's done this type of stuff before. It was a level 4 bioweapons lab at Porton Down, run by Dr. David Kelly, where magically they said the weaponized foot and mouth was released. They then killed 8 million sheep, 3 million cows. that didn't even have it. They used it to set, and then, of course, the environment minister came out and said, we're not going to allow restocking of cows and sheep. They hurt the environment with their flatulence, global warming, more baloney, a way to drive the farmers off their land. And then you have a drill on top of this. Please continue.
Well, that's right. I mean, the biggest anti-Blair political bloc in Britain is not the anti-war crowd. It's the farming community. You had 400,000 protesters march in London in 2002 against a variety of issues that had been passed under the Blair administration that directly impacted farmers. And if you're going to see a bird flu outbreak that spreads into hysteria, then expect to see it in Britain, because the Blair government are past masters at agro-terrorism, agricultural terrorism, which is proven by, as you mentioned, the foot and mouth outbreak of 2001, where we're supposed to believe this fairy tale that the virus was stolen from Portandown bioweapons facility by animal rights campaigners.
It has two 20-foot barbed wire fences with landmines, machine gun nests, and biometric scan to get in.
Right. It's staffed by armed guards. You know, it houses anthrax and Ebola.
There are signs. They have these here in the U.S. If you approach the fence and don't turn back, they shoot you.
Right. And it was supposedly led to believe it was released by animal rights activists when it killed 4 million animals. And there were researchers at the time that noted that...
Let me go back. Am I wrong? I was going from memory. It was 8 million sheep and, what, 3 million cows they killed?
I had it at 4 million, but that's probably the minimum. But
well, that's memory from 2001. I got to check that now.
They were running exercises at the exact same time. So it's the
oh, that's
agenda.
Right. It came out then, and then this is BBC, this is London Telegraph, London Independent, because I remember reading the articles on air, and Art Paul's written a new one with links to these original stories, where it says they were running a drill, a foot and mouth, right when it started in the exact three spots in the north, east, and south, and it gets worse. They were busy buying up all the stock wood to burn the cows in the month before and creep it. Paul, go through it.
Right, the government was making inquiries to timber merchants and sign makers. Because I remember clearly in 2001, if you want, I mean, I live basically on the hills next to the vast countryside. If you wanted to go to a walk anywhere in the countryside in those months, you couldn't do it because there were signs everywhere saying foot and mouth restricted area, keep out. And the government had made inquiries to get to timber merchants and sign makers to get those signs drawn up, which closed public footpaths before the outbreak had even happened.
That's right, and you live in the north. You live in the north where it really broke out.
Yeah, and the whole year was characterized by these apocalyptic images of burning pyres with, you know, cows and sheep.
Stay there. Go ahead.
Political bloc in England, which is the farming community.
Well, let's finish up with the bird flu. Then let's get into the latest bomb that went off and talk about the kind of trouble Blair's in. We'll let you get out of here then, Paul. Another 10, 15 minutes or so. Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. His brother operates Infowars.net.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.